Hey, this is John Fuller, and Focus on the Family is looking for talented writers and editors to help produce our audio programs and podcasts. Go to focusonthefamily.com/jobs to learn more about these and other job opportunities here at Focus. Well, I remember those times when our children were young and it was easy for Dina to get stressed out, my wife. Of course, it was easy for me to get stressed out, too. I mean, you're shopping and suddenly a kid is gone. Where'd they go? I mean, that's a stressful situation. A lot of us as parents are pretty overwhelmed, but please know we're here to offer some peace of mind today. I'm John Fuller, joined by Dr. Danny Huerta. He's our Vice President of Parenting and Youth here at Focus on the Family. And we're going to kick off today with a conversation Jim Daly had with Amber Leah and Wendy Speak, who offered ideas on coping with stress as a mom or a dad.
Moving from that kind of overwhelming blanket feeling of depression,
Yes. The
modern day stresses, let's talk about those, Amber. What are they? How do we build a bit of a shield around those stresses? It's probably epidemic for moms at this state where moms are feeling so stressed out. It can be kids are involved in too much stuff. How do
Absolutely.
We pull them back so we're all healthier?
You know, kids are involved in too many things. We're involved in too many things. We also just have the pressure of seeing all the things that we're not a part of, you know,
right.
on Instagram
right.
or social
oh my goodness.
Media. It's like, I'm already too busy, but I also see all these other things that other people are doing, and maybe I should be doing those. Or, you know, there's so many opportunities for us to have the fear of missing out, as well as feeling like just this fear that we are doing too much.
Right.
So how do we land, you know, in the middle of all of that, hopefully? But I think it is key, you know, Wendy was just talking about, you know, being intentional with the self-care. I think we do have to be really intentional when it comes to stress, because it is hard on our bodies, and God wants us to take good care of our bodies with exercise and those kinds of things too. But it's also just recognizing that for me, when I'm really stressed, I have to make my time with the Lord a priority. When I start snapping at my kids and I realize that I'm overreacting because I'm stressed out, there's too
yes.
much going on. We can do those practical things and honestly look at our calendar and say, okay, you know, we tried to do two different sports this season. That wasn't really working for us. We were running around too much. As a family, we're going to all do theater next season, or we're all going to do soccer. So we're all in the same place at the one time. And there's some practical things that you can do to help de-stress. But I also feel like there's nothing in my spirit that helps me more than honestly to just going to God's word. And I personally like to read in the Psalms when I feel stressed out mm-hmm. because it's just this collection of beautiful poetry and prayers. You know, King David, he's there writing his little heart out, you know,
right.
with tears and just, yeah. and sometimes you just have to get that out emotionally and talk to the Lord about it. So I will often, when I'm stressed, I'll also do what I just say, okay, I've got to start doing my mini prayers throughout the day so that when I start to feel anxious, to me, that's a signal. It's not a signal to get irritated and lash out at my child. It's a signal that I just need to stop and pray, you know, and just say, Lord, I'm feeling my anxiety rise. I'm feeling like I'm not a good mom because I just saw that Susan took her kids to that play that I said I was going to take my kids to, and I haven't done that. And now I'm stressed. I got to try to figure out how I can afford that or how I can fit it in my kid. We just need to stop all those things and just say, okay, I'm one mom. I am the best mom for the job because God gave me these kids.
He chose you.
He chose me. And so I don't need to be stressed. You know, God tells us, cast all of your anxiety on me. He says, you know, roll those burdens onto him. You know, we need to leave that stress at the foot of the cross. I go into the Psalms. I read those really intentionally. I pour my heart out to the Lord. And I ask him to take the anxiety. Take the stress away from me, Lord. Help me, because I don't want to attack my children.
Right, and
yeah.
that's the trigger. That's why it's a trigger. Stress is one of those things that if you feel stress, you pass stress down. I mean, you really
oh, sure,
do,
yeah.
or you
yeah,
dole exactly. it out.
Although,
so he
yeah.
says, you can either give it to me or you can give it to them, but you're going
yes,
to give it to someone.
Well, and here's the other reality. You can't live a stress-free life.
No.
The world we live in creates some level
That's
of
right.
stress. What you're talking about is how to manage
how
it
to manage
in
it.
The upper end of it, that
That's
we shouldn't
right.
live there. We can't live stressed out.
Right.
But you're not going to live stress-free.
Right.
Because stress
no.
is just part of it.
Well, so stress-free living is probably not attainable if you have children. Danny, that was some good stuff, though, about how we can turn to God when we're overwhelmed. Give us some examples maybe of how you've done that or people that you've counseled with.
Well, I mean, I think the key piece here, being overwhelmed is part of being human. You don't need to feel guilty with that. It's more of how do you manage that? And each of us have different levels of tolerance for things in life. I know with my wife, when we've talked about this, has shared some things that are very stressful to her, and I have to be compassionate in listening to her. And sometimes when I'm stressed and she's stressed, I may minimize her stress. And so there's a marriage component to this when you're parenting. You're helping carry the load together as a husband and wife. And if you're a parent alone, that gets very stressful because you don't have somebody else to come off the bench or to encourage you. So I remember one day then when I was feeling very stressed, looking at the many things that needed to get done, there were some messes happening in the house, we were just very busy, and I just felt overwhelmed with what was on my plate. And this was when I was in the PhD program.
Yes, and working on a doctorate, working full-time, being a husband and a dad. You just had a lot going on.
Well, and then I got asked by an insurance company, hey, we want to audit your files. I mean, it was just a whole bunch of different things. And randomly you'll get that. And I just got on my knees. And I said, Lord, help me gain perspective right now. I remembered watching my grandfather do that, get on his knees and pray, my grandma as well. And so I did that and have learned to stop and almost visualize myself pressing the pause button and just taking a deep breath and gaining perspective that things are going to be okay. I just need to be present with what's there. And some other things I've done throughout my years of trying to manage stress or really coaching parents on how to manage this is encouraging them to take a walk either alone or together, even if it's at night, even if it's cold outside, maybe read a book, work out, and maybe read a favorite scripture. And for some families, they've developed a list of favorite scriptures, and they go to that as a reminder of God speaking to them in that moment. Some families use board games or movies, certain favorite shows to just pause and let life be what it needs to be and disengage for a moment and then come back in.
Yeah.
The reality is we have a sunrise and a sunset. We get a new sunrise the next day. Sometimes just getting rest is enough to get us through that moment. As long as we see it's not permanent, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, there are seasons, certainly ebbs and flows.
Yes.
The point is to lean into God during all of those seasons, not just the hard ones. As you said, Danny, to come off the bench and to give you some relief. If you feel like you're just being overwhelmed in your parenting journey, please know that we want to be a source of help for you. We have a team of caring Christian counselors, and we can set up a free phone consultation with one of them. The number to call for that is 800, the letter A and the word family, 800-232-6459. They're really busy, but they'll schedule a time to give you a call back. And if you need, they'll refer you to someone in your local area. And then we would love to recommend the book Triggers. It is so good. Amber and Wendy have written some really powerful concepts in that book. And we're going to send that to you as a thank you for your donation of any amount to this ministry. We're listener supported. We need your financial help to continue making podcasts and resources. And so donate today as you can and ask for that book, Triggers. We'll have details about donating, the book, and our counseling services all in the show notes. And next time, we'll continue the conversation with Amber and Wendy. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team here, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Investing in a child you love has never been easier. Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior magazines from Focus on the Family thrill kids ages 3 to 12 with faith-building activities they love, cool crafts, fun puzzles, and fascinating stories. Bring faith-filled fun to your mailbox. Subscribe today at focusonthefamily.com/kidsmags. Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior, award-winning magazines full of games, stories, and God. Find them at focusonthefamily.com/kidsmags.